Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Peace Alliance Empowering Community Peacebuilding Quarterly Call. My name is Dan Kahn. I'm a National Field Coordinator for the Peace Alliance, and we're so grateful that you would join us tonight to share your enthusiasm and passion and experience around peacebuilding in our communities. I'm going to introduce Shannon Betters, who is our wonderful council lead on our Leadership Council for the cornerstone of empowering community peacebuilding, and then she's basically going to take it from there. This is her call. So welcome, Shannon.
Good evening, everybody, and thank you so much for joining us. Just to give you a little heads up, I'm calling from Brisbane, Australia, so the connection may be a little shaky here. I thank Dan and Lori so much for helping me with the call this evening. We have a wonderful way to start out our call. We have two wonderful speakers calling from Florida, both of them, and they are Jeffrey Weisberg, who is the Executive Director of the River Phoenix Center for Peacebuilding and the Peace Institute in Florida. From the Peace Institute in Florida, we have Ranai Gande, and he is the Program Coordinator for the Peace Institute in Florida. So a little bit about Jeffrey before we get started is that he actually was a founding member of the Peace Alliance and served on our board for over 8 years. The River Phoenix Center for Peacebuilding will be speaking about the 2018 Immersion Community Peacebuilding Training that I was actually fortunate enough to participate in 2016, and I can promise you that it is definitely an opportunity that is not to be missed out on. And then we will have Ranai speak after, and he's a program coordinator of the Peace Institute that was founded to respond to the need for accurate information about diverse groups and interfaith awareness after the tragedies of 9/11. And he works to promote understanding and acceptance amongst people of all faiths and backgrounds. Just a beautiful organization in Florida as well. So we look forward to hearing from both of you. And then we hope to hear from other organizations out there about what you're doing, what you're hoping to do, and maybe if you have questions for other people, you can ask those as well. So I am very happy to introduce Jeffrey Weisberg and have him speak. Now, Jeffrey, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hello, everybody. Good evening. It's an honor to be on the call with you all, and I'm so impressed, Shannon, that you made it through all the thousands of miles away from Brisbane, Australia. I actually have friends in that area, so it's really cool to have that connection, and welcome to the folks from all over the country. So I am a co-founder with my wife, Heart Phoenix, and I serve as the executive director. We've been operating for about 5 years in Gainesville, Florida. And our genesis really started with our work around establishing a cabinet-level Department of Peace, which is such a profound idea to bring together best and next practices of peacebuilding, both domestically and internationally, that would inform communities and governments around nonviolent strategies to address conflict. And as you can imagine, starting a cabinet level department of anything is a really big deal. And I often think of it as turning the Titanic with a straw. And so it's slow moving. So we actually got a little frustrated and said, let's take this brilliant idea and create a local community model that brings together civil society and government and nonprofits, regular folks to address the challenges that our community faces. And over the last few years, we've really identified about four or five key areas of focus that we think are making a significant difference that aren't happening anywhere else. And the first is around social emotional learning, that it is an evidence-based practice that really looks at self-awareness and self-regulation, motivation and social skills, and those kinds of things that everybody needs. And it's the number one cause of challenge in a business is interpersonal relationships and conflict. And that we find that one way to bump the needle of peace in any community is for people to know how to communicate and get along better with each other and learn conflict resolution skills. And so we have a number of different approaches of how we embed social emotional learning and support educators and law enforcement and community members in developing and growing those skills. And we also work with restorative justice practices and a number of different avenues and platforms. We get referrals from the state attorney's office. We do referrals in schools and within law enforcement, community disputes. And we're actually breaking ground right now of doing a pilot where we're doing adult felony cases, which is very unusual and not happening much in the country. And also looking at training victim advocates in restorative practices. And then we also recognize the disproportionality between Black and brown community members and white people, particularly around the disparities that exist in law enforcement, education, home ownership, health disparities. And so one of our primary strategies is to bring African-American youth together with law enforcement to do a five-hour dialogue. And then finally, a trauma-informed care and a trauma-responsive community, that adverse childhood experiences and trauma have a huge impact on young people's development that can have lifelong consequences. And so training all of our stakeholders and partners and different agencies in trauma-informed care, working with young people of how to de-escalate situations. And so this is some of the most exciting work that we have done. The need is so great in families and in communities and with agencies. It can certainly be overwhelming. And yet we have tremendous optimism and a lot of encouragement every day from being on the ground and doing direct service with our community members and our stakeholders. And so we've created over the last 4 years what we call the Community Peace Builder Immersion, which is a two-week experiential learning process of bringing people together from all over the world in Gainesville, Florida, in April and then in October to learn our strategies and our programs and our curriculum and to get direct coaching on facilitation skills. So all that and more is on our website for people if you have questions. But I think many people feel discouraged, and certainly in this political climate right now, a lot of fear has been flowing through for people and seeing the glass half empty. And I feel a lot of hope, a lot of possibility in the work that we're doing in creating structures. For instance, we collectively in our community have reduced juvenile arrests 50% over the last 3 years in Gainesville. And that's from a community coordinated effort with law enforcement, education, and community stakeholders. So that's one example of many of what we really can be doing and need to be doing in communities throughout the country and really throughout the world. So I'll stop there, and then if people have questions later, Shannon, we can certainly open it up.
Thank you so much, Jeffrey. You know, I just want to thank you for calling in and speaking about this and kind of reiterate to the callers that when we are in situations like we are politically in our country, it really does become imperative to have that feeling of I can help. And I chose community peace building, and I was trained through Jeffrey and his wife Hart and Katie Fields at the River Phoenix Center for Peace Building through their immersion. And I can tell you that taking the training was a very healing feeling because you start to see the ripple effect. I mean, the percentages of what's happening there, of the reduced crime rate, that's evidence-based. And when you see the ripple effect in the community, or you see one teenager's eyes light up because somebody asks them what they want to do for the rest of their life when maybe they've never been asked before, there's a police officer interested in them, you actually see peace building happening. And when there's a model like what they've established in Gainesville, Florida here, set up, and the ripple effect permeates through one community, that it becomes possible for other models in other communities to share ideas like we're doing now on the networking call, but also for communities who see what's happening with the River Phoenix Center for Peace Building to say, geez, you know, we could use that, and reach out to them. I highly encourage you to reach out to them, maybe send somebody to their training, and just start the conversations, because what is happening is just, it's working, and it's definitely peace building in action. So thank you again for calling. We will let you have questions for Jeffrey after. And now I'm also very thrilled to introduce Ranai Gande, the program coordinator of the Peace Institute that's also in Florida. Ranai, are you there?
Yes, thank you, Shannon. Thank you so much. This is Ranielle Ganduto. As Shannon mentioned, I'm from the Peace Institute in Orlando. Thank you, Jeffrey, for sharing with us. I think it was really great for me to learn about what your organization is doing, and you're so close to us as well in Gainesville, so that's definitely something that I hope to look into a little more. So Shannon actually did a really great job of kind of introducing our organization, but we were, you know, born out of the need to kind of provide more accurate information and combat this level of misinformation that surrounds a lot of minority groups in the U.S. today. And so the organization as a whole, you know, works to promote the understanding amongst different groups, both interfaith and just as amongst diverse, you know, people of ethnic and minority backgrounds as well. And through the Peace Institute, we've founded a Center for Peace, which one of the core programs of that center is the Champions of Peace program, which is really what I would like to speak about on this call. So the Champions for Peace program brings together peace advocates. It really aims to build a network of peace advocates throughout the country. And all it does is kind of unite us all in the work that we do. We all have very aligned missions, very similar goals, and it just builds a network of support that we can all kind of rely on each other. So that's why I had originally approached Shannon to see if the Peace Alliance would be interested in signing on to be a Champions of Peace partner. And all it is, and I could definitely follow up with email and send you guys the pledge that we have, and all it is really a pledge that we are all united in our efforts to combat the levels of hate and intolerance and misunderstanding that unfortunately are so prevalent today. And there's also an aspect of supporting one another through the alliance. So so currently, like most of our partners are based in Florida, but we recently started expanding nationwide. So we've added on partners throughout a few other states as well. And the support can range from anything that you might have a program that you need help promoting, or you wanted to bring a speaker to your town or city, and we would kind of work with you and help you, just again sharing resources. So if one of us has a program that we run on an annual basis that we think would work great in a different city, then we would just help you provide the resources for that program so that there's not a lot of, you know, wasted effort in kind of reproducing something that already exists. As you know, I'm happy to answer any questions that you guys might have. As a Champions of Peace partner, there would not be like any mandatory requirements that partners must meet. It's really just a collaborative, volunteer-based collaborative that we could all support each other however we are able to. So I'll leave it at that, and then, of course, welcome any questions. And if it works out, we would love to have the Peace Alliance as well as the River Phoenix Center for Peace Building as Champions of Peace partners. Thank you.
Wow, Randy, thank you so much. It's just so exciting to hear about community organizations that are actually reaching out and bridging the conversation with each other, because one of the things that helps everybody, especially with funding and partnership, is not reproducing work. I think that was kind of one of the aspects of creating this networking call. So this is a great beginning to partnerships, and I'm just very excited that everybody can reach out with each other. I want to ask now if anybody has any questions for either of the guest speakers. And then after we go through a brief question and answer period, we can then open the call to anybody else that has an organization or is actually just interested in community peace building to speak. So does anybody have any questions?
If I was just going to jump in and say raise your hand by pressing 1 on your keypad if you've got a question. Okay, here comes the questions. Let's start with Precious. Your mic is open.
Hello, everyone. This is Precious from Nigeria, Lagos, Nigeria, to be precise. It's 3:18 a.m. in the morning here, but we wanted to connect through this call today, and this is the first time we're connecting. We've tried to connect over a period of time, other calls last year, but we're not able to connect. But oh, so great, we're able to connect today, and we've been able to listen to the two amazing speakers, listen to what they have to say about peace building. So at Galaxy for Peace, what we do is to build the violence regeneration by building the capacity of young populace, because in Nigeria, they see them majorly as actors to instigate of conflict. So I want to ask, I don't know if you guys still face the same challenges we face in Nigeria here, because most people tend to feel that you only talk about peace where there is conflict or where there is a war or some sort of that. But I believe as a peace builder, we'll work at three different stages. We'll work at the pre-conflict stage, during conflict, and post-conflict stage. And I believe do at the pre-conflict stage helps us to achieve total conflict that happens in the near future, because it's during that period that you build the capacity of the individual or the people involved so that they know how to manage conflict when conflict happens, because it's something that is inevitable, but we should have the capacity to manage it. So I want to, does anyone face the same challenges in their different organizations, and how are you able to overcome the challenge?
Well, Patrick, I'm really interested in more of what you had to say, and I really can't answer that question for anybody else, and I think because I'm all the way in Australia, I have a really bad connection, so I would invite you to email me at shannon@peacealliance.org so that we can have a little bit of a further conversation there. And then if anybody actually, you know, has anything to say about what we just heard and the challenges that are, you know, being asked about, I invite you to speak.
Okay.
This is Jeffrey. I didn't fully get all of it, but I think what I did hear is we actually have an exchange program through the U.S. State Department, and we've had people come from the Philippines and Sierra Leone and Ukraine over the last 3 years. And when we went back to the Philippines to do some training, they had a local justice council if you will, where local neighborhoods had the tools and the authority and the passion to do training and conflict resolution within their neighborhoods so that it didn't get involved in the justice system. And that is such an inspiring idea for us, where we are empowering and equipping people to have certain skills influenced by their own culture, their own traditions, their own desires of how they want to operate, so that they're in a way autonomous and empowered to build relationships and strengthen relationships. And so it's kind of a both and, from the bottom up and the top down, I think, to prepare our families, our children, our communities with a skill set for conflict resolution, for dialogue, for accountability, understanding the impact of our actions on others. So I don't have the context that you're speaking from, but I'm so happy that you're doing the work, and I know that there are ways for us to continue to cross-pollinate and support each other in building these skills from conflict resolution and communication and compassion and accountability. So thank you so much for your work and that deep question.
Thank you, Jeffrey.
Thank you, Jeffrey. Mm-hmm. Are there any other questions first?
Yes, we still have a couple more questions, and our next question is from Rick. Rick, your mic is open.
Okay, thank you. Yes, my name is Rick Yeams, and I'm calling from Concord, New Hampshire, brand new to Peace Alliance, actually just brand new today. Was invited into the network by John, who's a fellow board member on the UU Peace Ministry Network. And one of the projects I'm working on is the National Interfaith March for Peace and Social Justice. And it's going to occur on April 29th simultaneously across the country. Right now we have 23 locations, and one of them is Gainesville, Florida. So my question for you, Jeffrey, was, were you aware of that national march? And if you are you part of it? And if you aren't aware of it or are not part of it, I just would like to connect with you sometime and just send you a flyer on it or put you in touch with a national organizer. He's out of Columbus, Ohio. I'm the New England organizer, but, my ears perked up when you said you were in Gainesville.
That's so wonderful. It's not on my personal radar. Maybe somebody on our team knows about it. But by all means, please send me that, because we do kind of some nationwide collaboration around bullying and the International Day of Peace and a couple other things. So my email is Jeffrey, Jeffrey, at centerforpeacebuilding.org. Jeffrey at centerforpeacebuilding.org. So please, if you would, send that on, and we'll see, if we can get something going. And maybe our friend from Orlando can come on up or do something down there.
Yeah. That
okay,
would be
let
great.
Me just. So that was Jeffrey, Jeffrey.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay.
Center for peacebuilding.org.
Okay. I'll send that off to you. I'll copy you on a flyer, and probably copy the national organizer too, because we're looking to network this through as many peace organizations and peace networks as we can.
Thank you. Great. That's exciting.
Yep. information as well, we have a Facebook page that we can actually post your flyer on our social media. We have Twitter and all of that. So if you want to send me the information at shannon@peacealliance.org as well, we can get that out there for you and get as many people informed on a national level and take it from there. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Still have a couple more questions here. We've got Sally Weaver. Sally, your mic is open.
Yes, hello, thank you. My question, first, I am from the Peace Education Program, and we bring a program into correctional facilities around the world. And I have a very simple question is, could you tell me, the gal that was on earlier who was speaking about the Champions of Peace partner, that I just needed to know the contact information for that. If I could get
Absolutely.
That would be great.
Yes, I could give you my email, and then if you send me your email, I will send you, you know, all of the information for the program and our website.
Okay.
So my email is just my first and last name. So R, it's a bit long, but R-A-N as in Nancy, I-A-H. And then it's ELGEN as in Nancy, D as in dog, I as in ice, at gmail.com.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
I
Thank
look
you,
forward
Sally.
To being in communication with you. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Great. Shannon, do we have time for more questions?
You know, it's 9:30. We do have time for more questions, and then, you know, we can really open the call to other organizations that want to talk. And if there are additional questions that filter in, that's great, too.
Okay. So, Joy, George, your mic is open.
Oh, thank you very much. I realize in just in listening to the conversation that my questions have changed dramatically. I've been a Department of Peace supporter for many, many years, and I wanted, you know, I'm happy that there are other UUs on the line. Yay! I'm happy about that. In part of my response to the cause, I have, this is our 10-year anniversary of opening a community mediation center where we have trained people in mediation and conflict resolution, and we offer it at no charge. And I will say we are quite popular, and so that's sort of. And my other goal is to bring conflict resolution skills into the high school levels, which. Boy, as long as we serve pizza, we are well attended as well. But I was wanting to know if I could get that email address again for the march on April the 29th. I'd like to know more about that and whether there's anybody in my town of Illinois, Champaign, Illinois, that would be doing it.
Is my mic still open?
I just opened your backup, Rick.
Okay, yeah, I can give everyone the website for that Interfaith March. It's interfaithmarch.com.
Interfaithmarch.com. Yes, I'm interested in hearing what other, that was my initial question, is how do I find out what everyone else is doing and seeing how we might be a part, or we could share what we're doing with other people, things like that. How can we network?
Oh, hello there.
Thank you for listening.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm so glad that you called and joined. We have a couple of different ways that we can reach out to each other. One of the things we're doing right now is utilizing social media, and we do have a Facebook group page. So what I can do is if you send me an email, I will send you an invitation. It is a closed group. And if you have Facebook, which do you have Facebook?
Okay. Well, I know I do that. Is that the email address that I have that you shared earlier?
It's shannon@peacealliance.org.
Ah, there you go. Okay.
Yep, and then I can send you the information that you're looking for as far as what we do there. And on that, what I invite everybody to do is you can post anything you want, any event that you have coming up, or if you have a question, like, hey, we're hosting this small gathering, and you have questions about what's worked for somebody or what maybe hasn't worked for somebody, and you can really just get to know other people, what's going on. In the last probably 6 months, it's just started to pop a little bit there. It's really being a little bit underutilized, so I'd love to see us post more events and really get to know one another and what's going on in each other's communities there. It's a great way to share information with each other.
Oh, sounds wonderful. And this is .org for you, Sharon?
Yeah. So it's
okay,
shannon@peacealliance.org.
Okay, and it's two N's, S-H-A-R-R. A-N?
I'll say it once more. shannon@peacealliance.org.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. And we have a question from Kala. Kala, your mic is open. Kayla, I mean.
Hi. Thank you. So I just had an idea. As I've done networking for probably more years than most of you have been on the planet, but when I heard the wonderful talk from the River Phoenix Center for Peacebuilding, and I'm just looking online at their Community Peacebuilder Immersion, I thought it would be amazing if maybe the young woman from Nigeria, if she and maybe a colleague could come and join that, because the same sorts of things they're facing with youth being able to deal with law and know how to have new means to relate to tension and pressure and violence and all the conflict that goes with being a young person in and law are the same things that we're facing here with the cultures. And so it was just an idea that I wanted to throw up, and I don't know, you know, her contact or if she's still online, but I thought that was pretty wonderful that she's reached out at 3 a.m. from Nigeria to be with us. So I just really wanted to acknowledge that.
Yeah, beautiful. This is Jeffrey again from RPCP, and we do have scholarship money available. So, oh my goodness, if you wanted to come from Nigeria, we would definitely do everything in our power to help you do the training. And even if you wanted to bring somebody, there is somebody coming all the way from Philippines. People have come from Australia and Norway. Norway is starting their own Center for Peacebuilding and all over the country. So we'd love to support you.
Wonderful. Yes, thank you everybody for calling in from all over. And I, once again, the immersion training really is an experience not to be missed. Definitely by far one of the best investments I've ever made in myself, and brought me to actually host this position for the Peace Alliance. So I've been wondering, do we still have questions for any of the speakers?
We have one more question. Lynn, your mic is open.
Yes, hello. I've been working with several churches and spiritual groups to bring in a new age WPA CCC for Heart and Soul Community Services with a basic guaranteed income with single payer for all, so that everyone can have a job and have a basic guaranteed income to reach out for at their own heart and soul level, so that we can stop, you know, the violence from inside out individually and evolve our civilization. I was hoping that the Unitarian Universalists, since they have a United Nations in Washington, D.C., would take it up and get the legislation on the move. Thank you.
And this is Shannon. I'm wondering if you can give us that information once more out loud. I didn't catch the first part of it and want to make sure I can reach out to you. And then I'm also curious if you can send me a little bit of that information via email, because I would like to forward it to our one of my colleagues, Marla, and see if maybe she has a little bit of information or maybe a lead-in with the United Nations. She does work with them. I'd just more than thrilled to hear more about it from you.
Yes, it's a New Age WPA Work Party Authority CCC, except it's for heart, because there's Heart Math Institute now, and there's all kinds of soul work out there, so soul purpose work. So we evolve people individually and collectively, heart and soul community services with a basic guaranteed income with single payer. We need to get these counter recruitments in every community as soon as possible, so that people can sign up at their own heart and soul level to be of service. There's so much to do between the 501c3s. We have over 22,000 just in Oregon alone. You know, apprentice business programs would be opened up for small businesses. Co-ops could be, you know, started more. And it's just really time to bring in this new legislation as quickly as possible so we can counter the people signing up for more armed forces with single payer or more militarized policing that has single payer. So that's what we're trying to do. So thank you.
Thanks.
Okay, Shannon, that's the end of our questions for the speakers.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Gloria. Now we're going to open the call for other organizations or individuals that would like to talk about some things they're participating in.
And I've put all the hands down, so if you want to share something, please raise your hand by pressing 1. Okay, we have Kala again.
Hi. So I wanted to share one more thing. There's a film, a documentary called Tomorrow. I don't know if any of you have seen it, but it's amazing and really inspiring about community-level change and the power of communities to integrate, to counter any non-peace activities. It's called Tomorrow. A young couple, I think from the Netherlands, she was pregnant, and they looked at the kind of world where they thought their son would grow up. And so they traveled the world after that with a camera crew and have gone to all of these amazing small communities, really making a difference for how they live as a community. They're creating their own economics in communities because there's no law that says they can't. Growing the food sources within communities, energy sources, and it's a really inspiring documentary. It's just called Tomorrow, the documentary.
Thank you, Kala. I look forward to looking that up myself.
And we have Lynn Heritage. Your mic is open.
Yes, hi. Hello?
Yes.
We can hear you.
Hello, Lynn. How
can you hear
are
you? I'm good. I am with Grandmothers for Peace, located in Wilmington, North Carolina. That's our chapter. I just wanted to say happy I am to be with all these peace people throughout the state, the whole country. We struggle here on how to do the best we can do to help our community, and you've given me some great ideas, and I thank you for that.
Lynn, I love the idea of Grandmothers for Peace. I'm so excited you called in. I hadn't heard of you. I hope we can connect you on the Peace Alliance Community Peace Builders Network page on Facebook. I just love that idea.
It's actually an international group. Go to grandmothersforpeace.org.
You know, if anybody can create peace in this world, it's definitely our grandmothers and definitely also our grandfathers. But that's just a wonderful thing.
We hope so.
Oh, Lynn, I'm so happy that I'm going to qualify in May.
Oh!
I'm sorry for chiming in with that, Shannon.
No.
Okay, thank you. And then we have Lynn Mystic Keeler has another question or a comment.
Yes, thank you. Humanitiesteam.org, very important group to work with. Charterforcompassion.org, they even have compassion games. They're very important to work with. And the Shift Network. .com, very important group. TransitionUS.org, very important group. Veterans for Peace, imperative. They need to get out there. Their information, please help them. CodePink.org. And a very, very new one is U, capital N, capital A, capital C.org. And that's United National Anti-War, they didn't put the W in there, coalition. So United National Anti-War Coalition.org. It's capital U, capital N, capital A, capital C.org. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. And I know the Peace Alliance has partnered, I believe, with the Shift Network before. I think that there was a book study that kind of led me into the Peace Ambassador training that I took a couple years back, and it was definitely a wonderful experience. So it was nice to hear you mention them. We look forward to maybe looking up more information on some of those organizations and sharing it. Is there anybody else out there that wants to share about what they have going on?
Yes, we have Suzanne. Suzanne, your mic is open.
Hi. I am very curious about the New Age WPA. I didn't catch an email, and I'm not sure I got the whole title. Can you ask that person again?
Yes, Lynn Mystic Healer, all one word, all small, L-Y-N-N.
Can you spell that?
L-Y-N-N M-Y-S.
Okay.
TICHEALER at yahoo.com. I'm working with different churches and a lot of different organizations on it.
Okay, I still did not get the whole name. I'm sorry. I got Lynn, L-Y-N-N.
Mystic, M-Y-S-T-I-C.
Okay.
Healer, okay. H-E-A-L-E-R.
Okay, at yahoo.com.
Yes.
Okay, and it's called a New Age Work,
WPA. Yep, CCC, so people understand it for legislation. And there's different people looking at it and working on it at different angles of it. Dennis Kucinich was really interested. He's working actually with United Nations now. And he's got a new group out there. And I was given an Oregon Change Agent certificate from a 3-time governor here who is a medical doctor, so to go to Heart and Soul services, so community services.
Okay. Okay,
yeah.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Okay, Shannon, it looks like we have no more hands up at this time.
Okay. Well, I just want to take this opportunity to, you know, thank both of the organizations that came in and called in today, the River Phoenix Center for Peace Building, Jeffrey, and then Raniel. I just, you know, the Peace Institute just is an amazing organization in Florida there, and I'm wondering if either of you have any closing remarks you'd like to say before we close off this evening.
Oh, I was on mute. This is Rania. I just wanted to say that it's been great and humbling experience for me tonight to listen to all of you. And, you know, it's just really fantastic to know that there's a lot of people out there doing this amazing work. And so we would definitely, you know, that's great for us to hear at the Peace Institute. It really motivates us to keep going. And definitely if anyone wants any more information about the Champions for Peace program, please reach out. And I do hope that we'll be able to support each other in doing good work. So thank you all for everything you do.
This is Jeffrey. I'm inspired by everybody on the call, and I'm just reminded by the mosaic and the diversity, the many layers of what it really takes to build peace on all levels. I love the grandmas. I'm a grandpa. My wife is a grandma. And, you know, whether we're working for social justice, you know, justice reform or housing, young people, all these different layers. So there's hopefully everybody can find a place that they can be in service to share your gifts. Because mentoring, for example, is one of the most cost-effective strategies of supporting young people, just a meaningful adult in someone's life. So however people want to share themselves, and also recognize that we need to take breaks sometimes, go on vacation, just like download, you know, and get away from some of this challenge. But when we're focused on solutions, what I find is that it's so uplifting and helps carry me through the challenging times. So thank you, Peace Alliance, and for all the folks coming on this call and the work that everybody is doing.
Thank you both so much. It's just been so inspirational. I'm just blessed and honored to be a participant of the Peace Alliance. Myself have received so much healing, so to be part of the service work just continues to heal me and to help me grow and understand other people and where they come from all different angles of our world. I thank Lori and Dan so much. It was a little difficult to get me connected this evening, and Lori saved the day once again. So I thank you both, and I just wish everybody all the best for everything that they're working for, and that peace be with all of you. Thank you.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank
you. Go ahead and
open
everybody's mic.
Thank you all.
Thanks, everybody.
Oh,
thank
you very much. It's good
to
be with
you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone, and good night. Good morning from Nigeria.
Good night, good morning.
Peace and thank you.
Oh, that's Jamin.